Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wig.
Welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. Guys, it's Dylan and Barry, and we are joined by the one and only actress and host of the Bravo Breakdown, Sasha Morfa. Sasha, hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Hi, Barry. Hi, Dylan.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. You know, it's a Wednesday. I was up to like 3 a.m. last night trying to get auditions in at the last minute because I'm such a procrastinator. So I'm like, you know, brain is fried.
We are excited to have you here. I feel like this is a time where it feels like there's not that many shows on Bravo right now, but there's still so much to talk about, if that makes sense.
Yes.
First and foremost, I feel like we should just let people know a little bit about you and what you do with the Bravo Breakdown and kind of what your Bravoholic journey is, if you are not familiar.
Yeah, so I am an actor. I've been an actor for about 12 years here in Los Angeles. And, you know, once the quarantine went into effect, I had no auditions. Everything, you know, the productions were like the first thing to shut down. So I was, you know, watching the shows. I think at the time it was like Beverly Hills and Roni. And I'm like, okay, I can spend the next who knows how long we're going to be in. You know, at the beginning of the quarantine, we thought it was going to be a couple months, you know, max. Right. So here we are 6 months later. So I was just like, what can I do right now to sort of not just sit on my couch and watch reality TV all day? I mean, I love to sit on my couch and watch reality TV, but I was like, okay, I don't want to come out of the end of this with just like mush for a brain. So then I was like, I actually, like whenever I would follow people on Instagram, I followed a lot of the Bravo celebrities, but I really had no idea that there was this huge hub, this big community of all these.
Oh, it's a world.
It's crazy. I had no idea. I was like an outsider looking in. And now that I'm in the community, I feel like it's like, I'm like, oh my God, how did I not know this exists? I feel like I've been missing out like my entire life. Like, it's crazy. So I started following a lot of meme accounts and I was like, oh my God, this stuff is so funny. And I found myself really looking forward to logging on and seeing what they were saying in the memes right after the show would go off. I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And I was like, what if I did this? Like, what if I just put my opinions and my thoughts out there? And I started trying to make memes and I was like, okay, this is not my medium. Like, I'm a talker, I'm an actor, I'm used to being in front of the camera. So how can I sort of merge the two and get my voice out there without having to like make memes? And I'm also not like tech savvy with like Photoshop and stuff like that. So I was like, my fiance was like, why don't you just do videos? And I started looking on Instagram and there weren't a lot of like really any like recap videos on Instagram. And so I basically just like sat down one day and I made like a mock episode of Vanderpump and I didn't post it, but I made it. And then I let my fiance watch it. I was like, you watch this because he doesn't watch the show. I was like, you watch this. And if you can follow along and you're intrigued in what I'm saying, then I'll do it. And he was like, yeah, it's great. Like, I love it. He's like, I don't know who you're talking about, but I'm interested in what you have to say about them. I was like, okay, well, that's good enough for me. So I made the account, you know, I put it up and I put a couple videos up. And the next morning I was like, oh my God, no one watched them. Like, as if you're going to put a video up and like, everyone's going to like all of a sudden watch
viral.
Your video. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. I suck at this. Everyone hates me. And then with, unfortunately, the murder of George Floyd, you know, there was a big sort of wave on the internet of the Blackout Tuesday and everyone sort of went silent for a week. And a friend of mine, Ono Bravo, which at the time I didn't even know who she was, she had reposted one of my videos on her story. And I woke up the next morning and had all these views, all these followers. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it. And that kind of gave me the, you know, the ammunition to like keep going. I was like, okay, if there's like five people that are interested, that are commenting and that are giving you, there's something about that feedback and having that conversation.
Yep.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
People that get what you're saying, they get where you're coming from. There's nothing like feeling like you're being heard and you're being understood. And I really hadn't had that feeling ever with my acting, because you're playing a character. So you do the role, you learn the lines, you show up, and you don't hear anything back. You don't hear anything back unless you book the role. So I was sort of used to not having any feedback. So the fact that I was able to put these videos up and have like conversation with people, it was really exciting to me. So yeah, so then that was in June, and now here we are in October. I have my Patreon, my breakdown. I'm like literally paying my rent with my Patreon, which
yes,
that's amazing.
I know it's insane.
Well, so, what I have learned from this little bio that you just gave us, which I love, is that you have a supportive fiance, that you are very determined and never to give up, because
never give up.
Exactly.
If someone had told me. Yeah, I was going to say, if someone had told me, because I've been listening to Bitch Sesh for years. I've always listened to Bitch Sesh. And if someone had told me that I was going to be a guest on Bitch Sesh like 6 months ago, I'd have been like, okay, yeah, right. So getting to be on Bitch Sesh was like, that's when I was like, okay, this is pretty awesome.
It's crazy to think that at the beginning of this like quarantine pandemic time, that Vanderpump Rules was like a thing we were talking about every week. I'm like, that feels like it was 1,000 years ago.
Right? I know, it's crazy.
And now we're like somewhat still talking about it, but I miss talking about the show, not like their lives right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Got married yesterday. Like,
of course, someone DM'd that to me and I go, it looks like they rolled out of bed today and we're like, let's get married. And they did. And you know what? They're good for them, because I didn't get married today. So
I'm curious, since we're on the topic, what do you think about the future of Vanderpump Rules? Where are you with that? Because nobody knows what's going on, if anything.
I mean, I'm not interested at this point. Like, there's nothing there that I'm interested in seeing. Will they come back? I feel like they probably will try to come back.
Yeah. This whole time, I don't picture Bravo just being like, nope, we're done. Like, I don't think they would do that.
I think they'll give it a shot for at least one more season and just see how people... What do you think, Bari?
I don't know. So? I think that people ask us this all the time, and as if, number one, we have the answer. And
right.
Number two, it is crazy to think about. Like, I have thought that they're going to attempt to do something, like a spinoff of some sort. But now I'm like, wait, are their pregnancies actually going to be like a thing? Maybe. But I know this happens with every show. I miss the beginning, the drama at the restaurant, around the restaurant, like, and then it just transformed into like their lives. And like, that's not the point of the show. You know, I want to watch like people serving goat cheese balls and like spilling cocktails. That's what I want. And like, I'm not getting that. And now I feel, I've said this 100 times, I feel like they're just really taking their time with this and kind of figuring out the right move to make, which I don't know if there is one, to be honest.
What do you think about the idea of the whole TomTom spinoff?
I wanted Vegas.
I feel like it's a good idea, if only because it would let them trim the fat of the OGs, AKA Jax. And like, I like Tom and Katie and Tom and Ariana more than I like some of the rest of these people at this point. So it's like, sure, I guess if I'm seeing any of them, I guess I want it to be them. I'd rather, the Vegas thing is interesting, or if they really found like a new class of Sir people. Like, the whole like Valley Village thing is just like not really of interest to me. I don't know.
Well, my issue is they already tried a new cast. And that didn't work this season. So that's like the issue, is they already did that. And so now what? A new restaurant? I don't know.
I know. I think they should just let it rest. I think this is actually a good point to go ahead and put it to bed. You know, everyone's pregnant. They're having kids. Just do it. I think that would be the best. But, you know, it's about money at the end of the day. If I feel like if there's still some money that they think they can squeeze out of it, then they'll probably give it a shot.
Of course.
And it's just unfortunate because like it was a fun, entertaining show. And then
it was.
So moving on to something that's a little more, I would say, currently a good show. We need to talk about Potomac and kind of where your thoughts are. We did an episode on Monday kind of breaking down this week's episode with that revolutionary scene at Karen Huger's house. I want to know kind of where you are with all of this, what you've been thinking and feeling the last few weeks. It's a good time to be a Potomac fan.
No, such a good time. I mean, that whole episode was that one scene. Can you think of any other franchise, they would never be able to have one scene carry an entire episode. That's how you know it's a good show. You know, I was engaged the entire time. I was hanging on to every word they were saying. It was amazing.
I texted Dylan during the episode and I was like, my heart is racing.
It was incredible. It was incredible.
It was a strong conversation. So,
yeah. So, okay. So off the top, I'm team Candace. I think Monique is a less annoying person. I'd probably rather hang out with Monique. But as far as the situation at hand, it's very clear that Monique is at fault. And my biggest problem is, you know, the conversation. She has no remorse. She's proud of what she did. She likes to be a hard ass. She gets off on it. And she is still, to this day, like, this happened a year later, and I just watched her on Watch What Happens Live, and she's still singing the same tune. That's what I have a problem with.
That Watch What Happens Live appearance did not do her any favors. Oh my goodness. Because when the episode ended, I was like, okay, like, she's about to go on Watch What Happens Live. Like, it's been almost a year. You know, maybe she'll stop saying the wine glass thing. 2 minutes and she already said the wine glass thing. It's like, come on. Like, I'm not like rooting for you, but I'm rooting for you. Like, I'm
right. That's why I felt so bad for Karen, because Karen was trying to help her out so much and rooting for her, and she makes it so hard to be on her side.
The issue is with any altercation is, or any issue at that is, a lot of people don't have a second chance or a second opportunity. And like, Monique had opportunities to kind of, you know what it reminds me of? The Teresa and Melissa fights all the time. Mm. There were so many opportunities to be like, I'm sorry on both sides. And it just like never got to that. And I've said before, I kind of am not on a side, because I agree with you. The fact that she made the move, yes. Monique made the move, yes. But at the same time, when you go back and look at the episode, neither one of them are taking responsibility. And I'm just like, ladies.
Yeah.
I want them to I want them to just sit down and talk. Imagine they listen to me. I'm like, hey guys, I think you should just sit down and talk. I think that'll solve everything.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
What are your thoughts on Giselle right now? Because I know some people have been kind of criticizing Giselle for the way she came at that meeting at Karen's house and her comment about her reputation. Where are you with Giselle?
It was laughable, honestly. When she said that she had to protect her image, when you got a pastor that's swinging his ding-a-ling all around the pulpit.
I was like, what?
If you don't Stop. If you do not stop. She's such a fucking hypocrite. And it's so obvious that she has never liked Monique. And she's just loving that this is a perfect opportunity for her to have a reason to say, I don't want to film with her. I don't want to be around her. And I actually hate that for Monique, that she made it so easy for Giselle to have this moment. Because Giselle is a fucking hater. She's always, when Monique first came on the show, she's like, well, how many homes you got? And Monique's like, bitch, I got 4 homes. You know, Giselle is a hater through and through. And I hate that. I hate the way she handled this situation. And she just, and the security guard and just, Robin was my favorite in that episode.
Yes.
Yeah, we said that Robin actually hasn't been in a bunch of, had a lot of screen time lately for some reason. And that episode with her sitting down, like we think her and Wendy were both like handled that like so maturely. So they got their point across without raising their voices. They were talking like woman to woman. And the way Giselle went about it was not, I wouldn't appreciate that if I was Monique either.
Yeah. So,
at all.
No, absolutely not.
There was a list of things. The security guard, the mocking, taking notes, and the getting up and leaving. I was like, come on.
It was ridiculous. And I feel, when it comes to Wendy, I feel really torn because I love what she says, what she has to say about the whole, like, you know, the stereotype of Black women and how she's, you know, perpetuating the narrative. But I really hate that they're putting all of this responsibility and this burden on Monique, like as if she's supposed to be the stamp of approval for all of Black women. And by saying that, oh, we have to live up to this higher standard, you're continuing to give racist people an excuse to be racist. That's you saying that only the good Black people or the Black people that are well-behaved deserve to be treated fairly. It's like, no, she's a human being. Just say she messed up because she's a human. Don't continue to say like, oh, you should act a certain way because you're a Black woman. That is setting us back. Because racist, they don't need an excuse to be racist. So don't help them out. You know what I mean? Don't give them a pass and say, look, this is why we're treated this way. You should be saying we shouldn't be acting this way because we're grown. We're grown women, not because we're holding ourselves up to a higher standard.
That's an interesting perspective that obviously, you know, as white people, we don't have that kind of specific perspective. But it makes sense that it's like, that might be true, but also you don't even need to have that reasoning to say that it's wrong to put your hands on somebody. Like, I wouldn't put my hands on somebody. Barry wouldn't put her hands on somebody. Like, it's not, at a certain point, it's just about being a decent person.
Right. Right. It shouldn't have anything, the whole Black woman stereotype, I feel like that should be left out of the conversation because they're just making it easy for people to continue to say that, oh, well, when a Black woman does something, that tarnishes the entire image of the entire race. Whereas you have these women on every other franchise, every other race, Tamara can do whatever she wants. They can pull hair on Jersey. Yeah. And they didn't say, oh, now, when Danielle and Margaret got into a fight, they didn't say, oh, you've ruined the reputation of all white women.
You know what I mean?
Because they don't have a stereotype. White women are not stereotyped. Black women are. So you're perpetuating that cycle. So I think Wendy, I get where she was coming from and that Monique should hold herself up to a higher standard just because you have a platform. Period.
Mm-hmm. Whatever reputation Danielle Staub had was ruined long, long ago. But
did she ever have a quote unquote reputation? Like,
not a good one.
I don't think so.
No, not at all.
I don't think so.
It's been years and years, 20 something engagements. I'm curious. So we're talking about kind of some of the political issues on these shows and how that's viewed. We have Real Housewives of Orange County premiering next week. I'm curious, kind of, there's been a lot of talk about, are they watch it? Are they going to talk about it? Where do you kind of stand with that right now?
You know, I put a poll up on my Patreon because I kind of wanted to check the temperature and see, like, I wanted to see, like, how woke are my followers? You know what I mean? Like, how do they really view this situation? And I got the reaction that I was hoping for, that most of my followers were like, no, I'm not watching. Although I love Orange County. I've watched Orange County. Orange County and Atlanta are the only two that I've watched from the beginning. Mm-hmm. The rest of the shows I've kind of started watching and binged over the past 5 years. So, because old school Tamara and Vicky and all, like the Gretchen and Heather and all that. I mean, I love it. But unfortunately, I'm not going to be reporting on it. I'm not going to be covering it because of, we all know why. I mean, Kelly Dodd, it's just so blatant. It's just like, it'd be one thing if it were subtle and nuanced, like, oh, she's a little bit problematic, because a lot of these Bravo celebrities are slightly problematic.
Right.
But she just is just, so reckless and doesn't care at all. So why would I give her more attention by talking about it? You know,
I completely agree with you. I have had my feelings towards Kelly Dodd since I told Dylan since the first episode she was on. I think she's not a gross human being. She's gross. And so it's crazy because there are so many of these women who are like messy on the shows. Mm-hmm. But there's a certain level of messy that you enjoy watching. And she is just not anyone I would want to see. But it's interesting too, because when that trailer came out, we were like, oh boy, like it looked very weak. Mm-hmm. And then like right after that, Salt Lake City came and everyone was like, whoa, this season, look, this franchise looks like it's going to rock. So I just think in general, OC is not going to do well. And then on top of it, this behavior that Kelly is showing right now, like, I think, I don't know. I don't think it's going to do well.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that they're not going to watch because of Kelly. And it's,
yeah. I think as of right now, we've been talking about, I think we're planning on watching and kind of feeling it out, seeing how it goes. But yeah, I mean, even if you take that away, which obviously like you can't really take it away, but the whole thing of the pandemic, it's like, that we're going to go through Shannon looking for toilet paper and, you know, at home footage. And it's like, I just,
well, they're that type of show where we even see with Southern Charm coming back now, which we can mention too. I hate watching these people where they think they're the only ones in the pandemic. And that's the vibe I'm getting from OC, where like Kelly, especially in chat, they think like it's only in California in their home. And I'm like, no, it's actually the world. Right. So we're all going through it and we're all quarantined. I'm sorry that you are too. I'm sorry.
Right.
I didn't choose this.
Exactly. Because something like that, like I feel like for instance, like I watched, do you guys watch 90 Day Fiancé?
I don't, but I hear lots about it.
Okay, it's a fucking shit show. It's insane. But right now they're just starting to sort of like deal with the pandemic and like it's sort of the beginning stages of that. And I feel like there's certain times when watching it where it is comforting to see someone like you and how they process it. And when they're in a way that's like, it makes you feel like, oh, I wasn't the only one. I'm not crazy. Like this was a really insane time in my life.
Yeah.
There's a difference between that. And then, like you said, you watch the OC people and they're so privileged and in their own bubble and so out of touch that it just makes you more angry.
Yeah. That scene where Kelly's like, I can't find toilet paper anywhere. If anyone else said that, I'd be like, oh, if they said that it was as if it was funny, but she's like, we couldn't either. Again, it was a supplying issue.
Exactly.
Right. Like I don't think Shannon Bedore is going to be the one that I'm going to enjoy watching live through a pandemic. I'll just say that.
Exactly.
That's one thing. I am so grateful that they waited this long to show Salt Lake City because it was filmed pre-pandemic completely. So we're going to have a whole beautiful season of a show with no quarantining.
Love it.
Weird at home footage. I'm like, thank goodness, because it's nice also with Potomac right now that they have all of these episodes just ready to go. And it's nice to kind of like push that off as long as we can.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about Salt Lake. I think because I was like, I don't know anything about, I had no idea like about the city and the culture. And I mean, I know it's Utah and it's Mormon, but it'll be really interesting to see a different side. Cause I watched Sister Wives on TLC. So that's the only, so I know like.
So was your choice to start these videos between TLC and Bravo? And you went with Bravo? Guys, they are both hysterically laughing right now.
It's so embarrassing. It's embarrassing that I watch, like Sister Wives is one of my really, like it's embarrassing. Like it's a white man with four wives. And they're like, it's just pathetic. Like, but yeah.
The TLC breakdown didn't have the same ring to it.
It did not. And TLC is such a dark hole. Like they get really weird over there. Like they do some weird fucking shit over there. So I was like, you know what? Let's just stay over here. Keep it classy. Keep it bougie. Keep it cute with Bravo.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I have seen the first episode of Salt Lake City, and it's really exciting, and it's a fun episode, so I'm definitely hopeful. I want to touch on Below Deck Med a little bit, because I know we DM'd a little bit about that, and I think this season has been, I don't know what they thought was going to happen after Hannah left, but it has been just like a dive down into, one could say almost a TLC-esque hole of just darkness.
Do you think when they fired Hannah, they thought that the entire season was going to be about Rob and Jess's relationship?
No.
Do you think that was an option?
No.
Okay.
Feel like we're going to watch an episode of Snapped in a couple weeks.
Right. And then Sasha, she snapped. Have you watched Below Deck and Below Deck Med all through? Like, how where are you at
so
that?
So I only have just started watching Below Deck Med this season. I hadn't watched anything before. So it's very new to me. And yeah, it's very, I just always, the sort of boat life, I was like, oh, like, I don't get it. It just never, like, I'm like, okay. But you know, when you're in the pandemic, you get desperate. So oh, yeah. I added it to the rotation. And you know, speaking on Jess, I think Jess is a cool girl. I relate to her. She's insecure. I'm like that. I'm a jealous bitch too. Like, don't look at my man the wrong way. I will cut a bitch. Not really. I'm not Lala, but I am jealous. But she takes it to the next level.
Yes, she does.
It's not cute because the thing is, you have to play it cool, you know? You need to play it cool, and then when you get home, you give it to him. But she just, like, lashes out wherever she is. She's just, like, she's so chaotic, and it's like, she doesn't think through. Like, well, I'm, like, a planner. Like, I have a plan of attack. Like, I know what I'm going to say. I'm like, oh, so what was it like? Why did she say that to you? Why was she looking at you like that? But she doesn't even think. She just, like, explodes, and it's just, like,
right.
You're making yourself look really bad.
Yeah.
It goes on for way too long also. It's way not just like, long. Hey, I didn't like that you had whatever. And she's like, no, like it's not cool. And okay. It's just like, yeah, I said, I'm sorry.
Right. Here's the thing. Like I do think she's a bit much, but in her defense, they are on a boat, like very small quarters. Cause like Rob was even putting like ointment on that charter guest, and she goes, well, that's fucking cute. Like, girl, he's not flirting with her. He's like aiding her. But I don't know if you guys ever went to summer camp. I went to summer camp, and this just is equivalent to me. It's like my counselor's dating. They can't go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. There is nobody else. And once they leave camp, they're not going to date again. That is exactly what it is. So
yeah.
We obviously know right now they're not together in real life, in real life, on land. And it's it's just, I told Dylan before, like, Aisha is, in my opinion, like the sweetest person I've ever seen. Like, she's just, and I don't at this point think it's an act. I think she's just a really happy-go-lucky person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the way she handled that with Jess, I don't know what that was, confronting her. I don't know if that was in a pot, what she wanted from that. I don't know. But I think Aisha handled that maturely.
Yeah. And I feel like Aisha's just being Aisha, and Jess is just threatened by her like carefreeness and how
100%.
Yeah, she has like a flirty, I think Aisha's just a flirt probably in general with men or women. And Jess is just threatened by that.
And
I'm curious what
Jess has Muay Thai. She doesn't need to like be all like intimidating.
I'm curious if we think anyone from this season should continue on the show, because we've always had like, you know, the Hannah's been on every season so far. Like, are they gonna bring back Bugsy? Like, I don't know. There's not any like one person like that.
I would like to see Bugs. I think she's really good at this job and she likes it. And she's the only person we haven't heard like mention she's done with yachting. You know what I mean? Like, like Aisha's verbally said, like she's done, like she can't wait to go home. She's done. Right. I feel like you hit that certain point and you're done, that's which is true. Fine. But I feel like Bugs is definitely not done with her tablescapes yet.
And she just got a cute new haircut. So, you know, she's got to show that off.
She got some bangs.
Yes.
She posts those tablescapes on Instagram. And oh like, God. I know that it's a specific aesthetic that they go for, but it's like, they make my skin crawl.
I know. Here's the thing. It looks like she went to like AC Moore or Michaels and like went like this with the shelf and like put it in her car. But like, here's the thing about, I know we've talked about in the past what we like, what we kind of want to see more of from this show. I need to get a better feel on like the provisions and how that works. Yeah. And is there a list of things you can choose from? Like, wait, how does this work? And why don't we know more about it? Like, oh, you just, anything you ask for just happens to be in the fridge.
Right.
Yeah. Like this week, I think they were like, yeah, they'd like some nachos with guacamole and like something, something like.
Throws out accents.
Like, what if he didn't have guacamole? Like.
and also like the silent disco, which looked very fun, by the way. I've never participated in one of those before, but you need specific headphones for that. Like, I was like, what, this is so serious. I don't know anything about those provisions. There's constantly mistakes and I need to know all of it. Is it, do the charter guests pay for it? Does the boat pay for
Barry
it?
Barry has guys? A lot of questions.
Yeah,
about
I have provisions. A lot of, talk about this. I think I'm going to go into yachting. I'm like, sleeping with Aisha. I think I'm going to go.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
It is interesting though. You're right. I would be curious to see what goes into the provisions as well, because it seems like it's like, yeah, you're like, okay, you're here. And then whatever you want, they're expected to pull it out of their ass. But I mean, I guess if you're paying that much money for a charter, then they better make it happen.
Oh,
that's true.
Absolutely.
You know,
like, you paid for that guacamole.
Hello.
You're like, I'm really Guac not that extra. Invested in provisions, but since you are Barry, like I will. Right.
Since you asked, can I get a concert? Can I get Rihanna or something on board? Get a little concert?
Ooh, that would be fun.
Right? Just one. All I need is one song. Come
and
here,
comes
Rube,
in from like a helicopter.
When they have, like, when they bring on, like, they're like, okay, so we're gonna have flamenco dancers, and they're just gonna come for this like 2-minute performance right
and
after.
And they come on a raft in the middle of the pitch black, and I'm like, what is happening? Guys, we need more. Okay, I'm not done with Below Deck Med. And also, you need to go back. That's my suggestion for you.
Okay.
I watched that. That was my show in quarantine. All of Below Deck and all of Below Deck Med. I watched both.
All of it?
Yeah. Okay, are you one of those? Are
no,
you one of those?
I'm not. Yes.
Where should we start? Season 3?
No, I'm like, no. No, I have no problem going back. But my thing is this, because these shows in particular, they have like a rotating cast, like cast members come on all the time, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the good thing about this one is there are some repeating ones and also they mix and match. Like, it's cool.
Okay. Because that's the thing. Like, I don't mind going to the beginning if I know I'm going to see like the first episode of, you know, Ramona or something and all the way up until now.
Yeah,
but if
no,
I'm starting at season
yeah.
one and then there's nobody there that's on there now, I'm like, why am I invested if they're not on the
there
show
are some,
anymore?
There are some through lines, you know.
Okay.
You've got like your Hannahs and your Kates and your whatevers.
And everyone loves Captain's, what's his name?
Captain Lee.
Captain Lee.
Yes, Captain Lee. I've heard a lot of good things about him. So,
true. So good.
And since I'm not covering Orange County, I mean, I guess I could, you know, throw
another one. Oh, yeah, we got Below Deck OG coming back soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see. Sasha, this has been so much fun. Can you remind everyone where they can find you and watch the Bravo Breakdown?
Yes, I am on Instagram at The Bravo Breakdown, and I'm also on patreon.com/TheBravoBreakdown. I post weekly breakdowns in my IGTV. I'm giving my hot takes, my black girl perspective on all things Bravo.
It's very easy to spell and very easy to find.
Yes.
So exciting. I'm so happy.
We love the hot takes.
Thank you.
I'm so happy we got to meet and talk. This was so fun.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and join our Facebook group. Bye.
Betches.